The following is rated R. It contains violence, adult language, nudity, and adult content.
Okay, guys, I don't know if I can be heard now, but I really hope I can. Gonna try to see if that's possible. We are at commercial break number one, and I'm going with the five, honestly. I don't know how I feel about this. The Jenny starting up the video thing on her own, imitating everybody, is really kind of lame. It definitely kills all of her credibility about the whole, you know, we're really not evil. It really just kind of makes her sound just like every other freaking crazy despot that has ever been. So I'm not sure why she's even doing this. I don't even see like a hint of it. But there we go. Joan agrees with me, and it started with a five and can now hear me. And I've had a couple of friends independently verify that I can be heard. So perfect. All right. Thank you, guys. And now that I'm verified, I'm going to go ahead and I don't know if the problem was me or if the problem was Joan, but it's been fixed. That's all I care about. So I do have the rest of that article that I want to read you guys from Fansided. There were two more writers that on the panel that wanted to weigh in on what CRM is doing. So Ethan has said, I believe that CRM are looking to rebuild civilization. I think we got hints of that in the most recent episode of Fear. Isabel made it clear that CRM are about the future. However, I believe that they make people stay there. I think they don't allow people to leave, but grant them access to the future. That way people aren't able to leave and jeopardize their plans. I'm not sure what you mean by that, Ethan. No. Not really sure what the hell you were saying. I'm sorry. It didn't really quite make sense. I know Ethan's never going to listen to the show or care what I say, but sorry about that. We look like we're back, so I'm going to shut up, see you guys at break number two. I'll read you what Sarah says at break number two. Okay. It is 9:16, and it's taken us a while to get to break number two. I'm inching up to 525. Oh, Jones is about at the same place that I am. Okay. I'm going to go back and grab a couple comments that we had after our first rating. We are kind of on the same boat as a lot of people following this show. There's been a lot of criticism that the new showrunners are really not doing it any favors. I'm going to stay with it because I'm just going to stay with what I'm doing. I don't know if you guys will hang in. I hope you do. Not necessarily saying that the show has always been at its best. It's more just that I want the completion and I want to be able to go through all of the times. And, you know, some of the things like going over the discussions about the show and it, at its best and at its not so best. Some of the comments that I'm not going to read everything fussing about the show. I think, you know, we can have a little venting without sharing all of that. But we're back to the tree painting. And Joan's like, quote, art makes sense. Alicia looks like she's regressing back to the high school boyfriend. She really kind of does sound like she does. And, you know, that's an interesting point. Considering what everybody has been through who's still alive by this point, it really actually is something of a unrealistic miracle that more of them don't have severe PTSD and behavioral issues. I really often don't understand why that isn't a thing. Let's see what other comments we have. Joan is going to stay with season 10, so we'll have a few more weeks together at least. And, oh, how convenient, a walker with an in-your-face sign for a place to settle. Yeah, okay, so we're both at 525. Let me go ahead and real quick read off the rest of that article, the commentary, Sarah's stuff. So Sarah L. has to say, CRM is quite a mystery. No, both shows have left a few breadcrumbs. And with this episode, I now believe they are some sort of private military contractor group that was able to stay together and or rebuild during the apocalypse. I noticed when Isabel got the beer that the cooler was also stocked with MREs. Good catch, Sarah. And she also mentioned the nuclear reactor. In The Walking Dead Season 8, Episode 4, Some Guy, when Shiva met her untimely fate, Missy Shiva, sad. It was also surrounded by biohazard waste. That's true. Very interesting that they brought that up. I had forgotten. I think maybe visiting sites like these were part of their plan to get things back up and running. Very, The Stand, Stephen King's story. This would also explain why they had the means to have so many places already stocked and ready. Obviously, the military is secretive and a military contractor even more so. That all of that is true. So I'm trying to keep track. We're still in a commercial. Okay. So let me grab the next article that I have for you guys. I'm finally able to make some progress. I've saved all these up to read to you guys, and then the show has gone in such a way where I was not able to do that any earlier because I had material that was filling us up until the top of the hour. Now I've got a little time to nibble here. All right, so the next article I have is now going to be kind of outdated because it's back from July, but I'm going to read it to you anyway just to have a little conversation. So it's, will Alicia be able to get through to Annie on Fear the Walking Dead? So this is written, it's fan-sided at undeadwalking.com. It's written by Sonia Arena 2 months ago. And we are back, so I'll read it to you guys at break number three. Okay, guys, it's 9:28, and we are finally at break number three. Good God. And Joan and I are still, like, 5-2-5. I do like a few little bits, but overall, I'm already sick of Jenny. She's just fucking annoying, and why do these people follow her? She's an arrogant bitch. I'm sorry. The actress is doing a good job of playing that, but why did the showrunners give her that? I don't think she's an efficiency expert from the corporate world. I think she should have been shot by now. I don't know why the hell she hasn't. And I'm really just done with this. We did this with Negan. I'm tired of it. Just please stop. Do something else. So the article I have for you guys. Will Alicia be able to get through to Annie on Fear the Walking Dead, Sonia Arena, 2 months ago? Yes, this is going to address things that may have moved on plot-wise. But it's something to discuss. And I had it up, so I just want to go ahead and go through my list. So Alicia may be the only one in Fear the Walking Dead who can convince Annie that leaving is the right thing to do. Yes, we already know that she did finally actually do that. Annie, Max, Dylan, and the other kids on Fear the Walking Dead that the survivor group discovered early on this season has been getting by all right to this point. So it's easy to understand why they don't want to take a leap into the unknown and leave with the group. They have managed to make a relatively safe home for themselves by using walkers to disguise themselves from other walkers. The surroundings are familiar, and they have some supplies, although it's not known how long they can last on what they have. But more importantly, this location is their last connection to their parents. This is a safe spot where their parents told them to go. Even though they know their parents are gone, to kids who are alone and scared, there's going to be a sense of safety in that, even if it's just an illusion of safety. However, Alicia was right when she told Annie that part of keeping her promise to their parents meant moving when necessary to keep the kids safe. As Alicia, Charlie, and all the others have learned the hard way in the Walking Dead world, there is no real safe place. Communities always fall sooner or later, and part of staying safe is being ready to go at any point. Will Alicia be able to get Annie to understand that? It seems like Dylan already understands it, but Annie is a tougher sell. Can Alicia get through to Annie? It seems like Alicia and everyone else on Fear the Walking Dead really wants to help the kids find a stable life again. Do you think that they will be able to help them? This is a panel discussion, as we've done before. And I got to keep an eye on the commercials and make sure that I don't go over. So here are the panel members, the usual suspects. Sonia says, I'm not sure. Alicia has really tried to connect with them through their mutual experience of trauma. But Annie is so guarded, she's just not letting Alicia's message in. I really think she's trying hard to figure out what's the best thing to do, but she's terrified, so she really just wants to stay in one place to try and figure things out. But they don't have the luxury of time to do that. They have to make a move. The kids are not going to be able to survive out there alone. Sarah says, not Sarah L., the other one, it seems like these kids are struggling, but it looks like they don't want to be helped. They're dealing with the tragic loss of their parents, and I think it's been hard for them to move past that. Maybe Alicia can come through to them since she is also dealing with pain from losing her mom. Jeffrey says, I think some of the kids will be helped, but only the ones who want to be helped. It really seems as though Dylan wants to be part of the crew, and Max seems to as well to some extent. I don't think Annie will be convinced, and the group efforts may just keep pushing her away even further. It would be great if the children ended up becoming part of the group, because they definitely seem to be able to handle themselves and can contribute to the greater good. All right. I'm a little fuzzy what we're watching here. It is not The Walking Dead. It's The Terror Infamy. Something on AMC. All right. We are back, so I'm going to shut up. See you guys at break number four. All right, guys, we're back. And Joan and I are staying at 525. This is not a very ultimate penultimate episode. And I have respect for the actress playing Jenny, but this plot line is really dumb and tiresome. And these bossy southern bitches are tiresome, and I'm done. Joan likes Alpha more than Jenny. I truthfully, honestly don't. I don't understand why people follow either one of them. I would have put a bullet in either head a long time ago if I had been in this kind of a situation. This is not leadership. This isn't even Negan-type leadership out of either one of these guys. They don't provide something that people would follow. They're just whiny and bitchy. They're not clever. They're not full of insight. They don't say anything that makes even desperate people rally. They're just manipulative, and in a way that I don't get why people would put up with it. I just don't. So we're at 525 still. I don't know. Yeah. I'm glad you guys are here. We're hanging out and talking together. Let's go ahead and finish the article. We were talking about... It's old news now, but Alicia and the kids and negotiating, trying to help them. We had three more panelists who wanted to weigh in. It's 9:40. Hopefully we have a couple minutes for me to read that to you guys. So Renee says, yes, I feel something bad will happen, making the kids see that they do need Alicia and her crew to survive. Ethan says, I do think that eventually the kids will give in to Alicia. Although it sounds dark, it would be interesting to see Alicia taking the kids in and what the kids were so afraid of happens. Some of the kids die, changing Morgan and Alicia to realize that not everyone needs help or wants it, and sometimes it can get them killed. This is the second time that Ethan has said something that doesn't really frickin' make sense. I don't know what the hell you're saying here, Ethan. I kind of do, but not... These are all words, but I don't know what you're saying. Sarah L. says, and Sarah had good insight last time, so maybe she will now. I think potentially they might be able to help some, but I think that will cause the children to stay with the group is something very negative that will get some of the children killed. And that kind of was almost what happened. A bad event would certainly make them feel vulnerable and turn to the help of the group. And that is the end of that article. So that actually was a fairly decent prediction of how it ended up going down. By the way, Jonah's laughing. Oh, crap, now you're using penultimate. The apocalypse must truly be upon us. And I was having a little fun with it when you couldn't hear me. Jonah said, I don't necessarily like Alpha, but just can tolerate her slightly more than Jenny. No, I can agree with that. I definitely think she is higher up the rank than Jenny. She's more cunning than Jenny. Jenny is just irritating. And maybe because of the original show has many other strong characters that I'm more tolerant of the weakness over there. I do think you're onto something, that Jenny is annoying in a different way than Alpha is. Alpha is much more raw. Jenny is a wine mom sitting out in the suburbs talking about women like Alpha. And Alpha is Alpha. Okay, and Jonah's also pointed out, if you do the TWD rewards thingy, the word for tonight is new home, one word. So N-E-W-H-O-M-E is the word, TWDrewards.com. All right, so I'm going to throw that up. And so I got to get a new article for you guys. But it looks like we are also back, so I'm going to be quiet and look for that during... while we're on the air. See you guys at the next break. Okay, guys, it's 9:50. I think we are break number 6. Lost a little bit of track here. I'm going to finally go up to 5-5 reluctantly. I do like a little bit of plot stuff that's going on. Joan refuses to go up from 5-2-5, and she already feels that was generous. Damn it. So commentary, we already said the new home and the penultimate thing. They ran it in, together into one word. Oh, look, Jenny, real people don't need guns to handle a herd. And I'm aggravated with some of the stunt work in the last one. Not the stunt people, but the stuff they had going on. There is no freaking way that the walkers could push a car with that few bodies. And with bodies that are rotting like that, that cannot keep muscle control and fall apart the way that they do and be rotting the way that they are and how long they've been around, that just about 7 of them pushing together could move a car. If I, as a living person with not rotting body, had 7 of my friends and we all leaned up on a car, we cannot push it to the side like that. So bullshit. I don't know what you people are doing. Stop it. So the tanker's gone. Bye-bye. Tom was an idiot. I don't know why Tom needed to be an idiot. I don't know why an idiot character added anything to the story. And people are going to come and say, well, there's idiots all the time. You know, at this point in an apocalyptic story, there aren't idiots all the time because they do idiot stuff in the beginning and they die. This is how apocalyptic timelines go. That sort of stuff has a consequence that society shields you from. And you can't do that kind of crap and keep going. All right. I am seeing some stuff, some advertising stuff that suggests that we might be back in a hot minute. Oh, we do have a trailer coming up, and I'm not clear what it is of. There's just a lot of weird shit and scared people and drugs and people in suits, so I'm confused. I'm waiting to see what this is a trailer for. I have my sound muted, and that might have probably helped if I knew what the hell people were saying, but I don't lip read that well. Like father, like son. Well, I'm not clear who the father and son are. Prodigal Son, checklisting series premiere on Fox. And there's a guy in a really pristine room watching Martha Stewart on a laptop and cut his finger off, and now he's screaming. I don't know what the hell this is supposed to be. It's certainly not The Walking Dead, so I don't think we're back. Okay, whatever. He fell out the window. This is really strange. This is really, really strange, and it's not our show. So whatever, Postmates. Okay, fine. Not sure. All right, we have a lot of commercials. Okay, I don't know what the hell is going on here. I went ahead and grabbed another article for you guys, but I don't know if we're really going to have time to go through it. I have one, Fear the Walking Dead, Does Sherry Really Not Want to Be Found, Sony Arena, 2 months ago, fan-sided, undeadwalking.com. But there are enough, it's another panel discussion, as the last couple have been. If the State Farm commercial is not the last, okay, we do have another one, so I'm going to try to start reading this. I might be able to finish up after we're done. Sherry's note to Dwight on Fear the Walking Dead would devastate him if he ever sees it, which he eventually did. As we know, some of these articles are old now and have been resolved, but let's discuss things. Has their past made it impossible for these two to find each other again? John, I think it's a plot device that they have kept it going this long, but they kind of need to move forward from the whole false alarm, first, you know, this one's tired. All right, John Dory made a tough decision this week on Fear the Walking Dead 2 months ago not to give Dwight the letter from Sherry that he found in the car, which he eventually did. In the letter, Sherry tells Dwight to stop looking for her and find a reason to live. She wants him to stop looking for her so that he can live a full life that isn't spent chasing a shadow. And there was a trailer for Preacher, and now we really are back. So I'm going to shush, and I'll see you guys at the end of this. Okay, guys, it's 10:05, and it is the end of the episode. I am ending at 5:05. Joan's ending at 5:25. Honestly, considering this is the penultimate episode, it's the one before the final, this was really super weak sauce, guys. Blah. I have no idea. Yes, Joan has said there are so many holes in this story/plot, it makes Swiss cheese look solid. Yes, it damn well does. Blah. What in the hell is going on? This is dumb. Okay, they had so many people. Yes, I know they're starving and dehydrated, but nevertheless, that almost was a really good place to be. And it's just full of walkers. They could have done something like open a back gate and make a distraction to have the walkers go out and then go in a different gate and like trick them and get them out. Why the hell didn't they think of that? Jesus Christ, it's so obvious. There's so many things that it could have done. I'm sure Joan can probably think of a few herself. So I really hope to hell the season finale is better than that. And then come back in 2 weeks for the beginning of Walking Dead Classic Season 10, which is going to start October 6th. And we will see what happens. So ending on that note, and hoping you guys can join us next week, and hoping it will be worse coming next week, because holy crap, I don't know what they're doing. I want to love this show. I want to love this franchise. You guys are making it so hard. Grace was so dehydrated, she fell into a coma, and then she miraculously can walk 15 miles the next day. Yeah. Joan is finding all the holes. There's a giant gopher burrowing through the plot lines of these things. I'm sorry, Ian Goldberg, Andrew Chambliss, you guys need to pass the mantle. For the love of God, pass the mantle. Who the hell made Season 3 so magical? Because that actually was pretty awesome. And whatever team made that happen, you need to get them the hell back, and please just give them the mantle and do what they say. Otherwise, this whole thing, what you're doing, is wasting a lot of people's time, honest to God. Joan has said, we watched less people clear the prison in the original series, and these idiots can't figure out how to funnel and clear a small section of this settlement. Ah! Yes. So, you know, here, this is for you guys.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Yeah. You can't handle the series. And I don't know what the hell to do about that. I will be here. Hopefully some of you will be here next week. I don't know if we'll have Joan for Season 6. We may not. So I may be here by myself, talking to myself like some crazy cat lady, like I almost do already, but that's all right. So thank you guys for joining us. Appreciate it. Thank you to those of you who will be here later, maybe via podcast or iTunes or however you watch this show, listen to this show. And we will see you next weekend for End of the Line. Take care.